This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Time now for your Guadalupe Squares. And today we're playing for an hour-long gift card at a place called Mavericks, which is up there next to Octane Raceway on Indian Bend by Talking Stick and the 101. And it's a party. It's waiting to go. You're raring to get out and play around. They've got it all figured out. Social distancing rules apply. Everything's sanitized, and it's time to go play games and have fun again. Date night. That's a good one out there if you win this one today. We'll find out who wins after we find out who these squares are. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, apparently he hates Twitter now. It's President Trump.
Fact check. Twitter's stupid. I put it on there, and they put a little birdie next to it, said that you can't say that. And I said, that's a fact. CNN, liar news. Fake news, CNN, fake news. You know, a lot of people say, I say things that aren't true. Well, I'm not the only one saying things that aren't true. So everything on Twitter should have a little birdie next to it that says maybe, maybe not.
Fact check. Why don't you just stop tweeting?
Why would I do that?
Well, if you're mad at him, why
do you keep doing it? Eric wants me to stop tweeting because he doesn't like the truth being out there because you're one of those communists.
No.
By the way, I'm sending in the military into an American city to shoot people because we need to stop killing. The killing needs to stop. So I'm going to shoot the people that are for it or against it. I'm not sure who, but we'll make sure that this is it. This is going to work out great. Great for television. It's going to be great for my presidency to have that on screen. The military killing American citizens in Minneapolis.
Good times. It can't get any worse, right? I guess it could.
Tomorrow, when SpaceX blows up, whoa! I'm telling you right now, it's almost a guarantee this year everything goes wrong. I don't know if you knew that or not. Everything goes wrong in 2020. So SpaceX, I wouldn't get in that. If I was Bob and Doug McKenzie, the astronauts, there's no possible way you put me in SpaceX. It's not a thing. Not going to do it. Good luck watching that tomorrow. Cover your eyes about, 27 seconds into it.
Top middle square. We got a birthday, a very big one. Everybody's forgotten about, I guess. It's JFK, everyone.
I don't really celebrate birthdays anymore.
No, why not?
Well, my head was exploded. And afterwards, it was hard to eat.
We could still celebrate.
I met Gary Busey the other day, and I am 1/4 inch wide and about a foot long, and it's hard to ingest a red velvet cake when your head is red velvet cake.
Get that hole in your neck,
right? I had that little hole that would shoot it out. This square brought to you by Excedrin. Pounding headache? I understand. happy birthday to me. I would be 101 years old had I lived through having my head exploded.
Did you see who shot you?
Well, it turns out it was behind me. always keep your head on a swivel. Also brought to you by Cobblestone Car Wash. Troubling stains? We'll get them out.
All right, top right square. Another birthday.
This Don't let your paint get ruined by a little bit of an accident. There. Sometimes you get scratches from, errant flying bones.
Dura matter?
I didn't know you could get endorsements after your croak.
I am an entrepreneur.
Stains on your rag top?
Top down, scratched your back with your brain matter.
Good for you, making that money.
Is your wife always climbing around on your car, scratching up the hood and trunk? Picking up your brains.
All right, we got another birthday.
All right.
All right, moving on. Sunday is his birthday, 9-0, the big 90. It's Clint Eastwood, everyone.
90 years old.
Oh, my God.
You're an old punk.
An old punk. I was born in 1930, and I still look better than everyone in this room.
That's true. That's a fact.
How bad do you guys feel about yourself that if a 90-year-old man wandered in here, he would be the most attractive person currently standing in the space? It can't make you feel good, Leprechaun.
Yeah, not good.
Giant Thumb, Easter Island, Squidward, an old-timey Civil War guy.
Your kids coming over for your birthday?
Yeah, they're going to wheel themselves in. They're in their 70s. All 40 of them. Got a lot of children. Yeah, that's up for debate. It could be more. Give or take, come say, come sa, masa menos.
Why'd you like making all those kids?
What's I didn't like that? Making them. I like the part where you try to make them. It was the lady who kept brewing them. I had them pregnant all over the place.
They tricked you, did they?
I like that Scott Eastwood. He's the one I remember most.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
The other ones are all over. Anyway, you guys could be my kids. Well, not you.
Middle left square. He's in a little bit of trouble. It's Jimmy Fallon.
Oh my God, it's so good to be here. It's so good to be here. I'm just, you know what? I'm going to use my regular voice for this. I want to do impressions of people, and I'm going to do them on the square.
Jimmy, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, no.
Somebody get me some chicken. That's all Jimmy Fallon likes to eat.
Take all that off your face, Jimmy.
I'm not wearing nothing on my face. I've been in the sun. I'm the host of the Tonight Show. Best thing that ever happened to me, race riots. Took the attention right off of me. I win. Jimmy Fallon hosts the Tonight Show because he's great at hosting stuff. Can't get mad at me anymore. This is the way I sound from now on. That way people won't blame me.
In the middle square, you might have heard him earlier this morning. It's Alex Jones, Winnie the Pooh, Brady Bogan, everybody.
Kind of complicated a little bit, I'd say. Oh, bother. Who cares anymore in a world like this? You guys hear Craig Gass's great story?
I did hear.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. It's one of my favorite styles of storytelling. Beginning, middle, and story time.
Can you tell us a story, Alex
Sure, I'll
Jones,
tell you a
Winnie
story.
The Pooh, Brady?
I was in my backyard the other day, and I saw my neighbor walking around there acting like nothing's wrong. Fired up the smoker, and I stuffed his ass in it in about 16 hours. Kirby and I are going to eat some soft neighbor. Whatever happened to this world? Where are the men? Oh, bother. I have a beehive on my head.
The nice balloon you got there.
The other day I was trying to get into the house, and doors were all locked. Ronnie was keeping me out for some reason. I poked my head in a window, and I got my body stuck in there because I found the honey on the other side, and it started to expand. All the cops had to come and try to tug me out of my honey hole, you know? The other day, I realized that things keep going south in the 100-acre woods. I'm going to have to eat Eeyore. And I would eat his ass, because he is an ass.
Man.
This is convoluted.
Yeah,
this is a word the real Brady would never try and use, but I can use it. Because I'm Winnie the Alex Jones Pooh Bogan.
Smoke me or...
I'm the Winnie the Alex Jones Poogan? I don't know how it works.
How many personalities do you have in there?
How many do you need?
That's a little freaky.
I was raped by hillbillies. Raped! That's right. What they want you to believe! That Sandy Hook was real! Uh-oh. But it wasn't, because it was just covering up how Winnie the Pooh Jones Bogan was raped! By hillbillies.
All right.
We entered the flashback
stage. Back
in
there. Yeah. What happened to men?
Middle right square.
With honey.
They might fight. I don't know.
Pollen.
It's Mike Tyson versus Tyson Fury in the middle right
square. I don't know if we're going to have a fight or not. 53 of them feeling pretty strong. It might as well take on the most powerful heavyweight in all the world.
Sure. What could go wrong there?
Probably the best decision I've made in years. I think that's going on.
Well, you better watch yourself, because I've been eating me veg. Big fella upstairs looking out for me. And I think maybe Tyson Fury versus Mike Tyson is quite the battle that people have been waiting for. I do it for me family. I'll kill Mike Tyson in front of all of you. I'll kill all of old people. I'm the coronavirus, if you look at me. I'll take an old man, and I'll kill him right there in the ring. And Mike Tyson, you're no different.
He talks about the coronavirus, and he says that I'm old. But what he doesn't realize is that I don't care that he's giant. Things I like, big, fat, white things, like women, and beating on my Tyson Fury. Mike Tyson Fury will be a character Brady does later on.
Bottom left square. It's
Come
Brady's
strong.
Secret Square.
I've been eating me veg.
Give me a...
Big fella upstairs looking out for me. I'm Mike Tyson Fury.
Brady's Secret Square gives a hint.
Maybe that's what we'll do in the ring, then. We'll get in the ring, and we'll merge into one giant entity known as Mike Tyson Fury.
Probably be more exciting.
It's probably more scientifically, like Neil deGrasse Tyson Mike Fury might be there, and that's getting into it.
No. Go ahead, Brady. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm 77 years old. I'm a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm a Hall of Fame playboy. My nickname's Broadway Joe.
Oh.
And could I profess my love for somebody? I love you, Susie.
Susie Colbert. Yeah. She's
sweet. I want to kiss you.
That's a pretty easy one.
You're from Beaver Falls. In your lap.
Bottom middle square. It's Idina Menzel's birthday, so John Travolta's here to celebrate.
It's like... I'll never outlive this. This is never going to be like I've had such a great career, and all you guys want to do is bring up the time that I could not say the simple name of Adija Menduzel. And I don't understand. Like, Intel Mazel, Johnny Manziel had a song from the movie Frozen.
She can
Frozen.
Sing like a bird.
She's just so good.
Brady and knows I, your pain on
and
this.
I said, oh, he's been look, through this. Some people understand. I mean, Brady, can you say it?
Yeah.
What?
Idina Menzel.
That's right. Idina Menzel Washington is Frozen. And I don't understand. How, I mean, why? What did I do to deserve this? And I want to talk about something very important to me right now. Idina Montel
Menzel.
Jordan Montel Williams just, has
it's
AIDS.
Not that hard, really.
She's got the AIDS. Okay. And I'm very.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's why it was so hard for me. Screw it. I'll sing it.
You're going to
sing
it?
Ladies and gentlemen, playing the part of Idina
Menzel.
I don't know. Hello, mother, hello, father. It's the. The wind is howling like the swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, but heaven knows I tried. Oh, Sandy, don't let him in. I don't know this song. Is this Frozen?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Frozen.
Is this Idina Menzel?
Yeah, it's a big song.
You always have to be. I don't know it. I don't know. Grease Lightning.
What about this? Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, that part, the let yeah. it go. Well, yeah. It doesn't matter. I should have let it. This is what I ask you guys to do about how I said her name wrong, okay? Let it go. Let it go. So I can't say the bitch's name. Let it go. I don't care how you pronounce the effing thing. I'm a bigger star. Pay attention to me. Let it go.
All right, here we go.
Like, right. Why don't you have Idina, I don't know her name.
You are a bigger star. That's why we have you here.
That's right. That's why you don't have her in the square. You have me in there.
Yep.
Because it's her birthday.
Bottom right square. It's Trip Reeb, everybody.
Yeah.
Seem very happy in the hallway, Trip. Saying hi to everybody.
I am happy.
Pep in your step.
Yeah.
I had a pep in my step. I got everybody back to work, which is what the goal is.
Did you get laid or something?
Oh, yeah. And right now, I have a pep in my step because I got to hop back in my office and write a thank you note to your meemaw. Oh,
she's dead.
That's right. Now.
Oh, man.
But I necromance her back to life every couple weeks, and holy be Jesus. Need some WD-40 and a crowbar. That old lady was unused for the last 30 years.
Ouch.
Don't I know it. I got her pregnant. She was 75.
Wait, I'm in Eastwood?
Then she spread her leg. That one?
Like an eighth.
She only had one leg, right?
Yeah, well, no, that wasn't Meemaw. That was the other one.
Well, I had them both, so it's confusing.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
You too? Yeah. I did a three-legged race with both of Eric's grandmas.
They're both dead, though. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bottom right. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Let's do it again. Yeah. That's what your Meemaw said. Do it again, Trip.
Thanks a lot.
Pick me again.
All right, we got Dustin and Jacob on the line.
Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Jacob, are you there?
Yeah. Let's get it.
All right. My God, he's going to get in trouble for cultural appropriation.
Dustin, you're up. Pick a square.
I'll go with President Trump.
All right, top left.
Great choice. You're not one of those animals, those thugs, those beasts tearing down Minneapolis for absolutely no reason, are you?
No, sir.
There's no reason for it.
No
burning down a Target? My God.
Target. Have you ever been to a Target?
Do you realize how many white people are affected when a Target goes down in a neighborhood? That's terrible. Burn down something you shop at, like the K-Momo.
I love Target, like the high-end Walmart.
What did the Target ever do to you? An AutoZone? For God's sakes. All you people do is steal tires anyway. What are we supposed to go get our automotive needs?
Baron loves Target.
Baron is a fan of Target.
Yeah, have you ever been in an AutoZone either?
I've never been in an AutoZone. I wouldn't be caught dead inside an AutoZone. Have you seen the people in an AutoZone? They're my voters. Yuck.
All right, here's your question, Mr. President. True or false? Apple pie is not American. It came from Europe. True or false?
You know what? A lot of people like to say that. A lot of people like to say that that is not an American thing. But apple pie was invented by Johnny Appleseed. Clearly an American. That happened here. He said, look, apples. I named these after me. Apples. And he had the seed as well, and he planted all the farms.
And Chevrolet, too.
It was right there. Yeah, Chevrolet's an American thing. Baseball, Chevrolet, and apple pie. Europe never knew it. They invented America if they invented apple pie, so you know that's not true. So we invented it when Johnny Appleseed fell down and invented gravity.
All right, he says false, fake news. Do you agree or disagree?
I didn't say that.
I have to disagree with my president.
That's right. It actually is true.
Well, of course you would. You believe everything Twitter says. It's an incomplete answer.
X gets a square. All right, Jacob, you're up. Pick a square.
I'd like to go for the mystery square.
All right, bottom left.
How you doing, man? Wish me a happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Mr. Namath.
There it is. Yeah. Oh, Namath.
Oh. All right.
Oh, gets a square. Dustin, you're up. Pick one.
I go with President number two, JFK.
Top middle square.
President number two.
Ugh, that's getting disgusting.
This guy doesn't know the order of presidents. President number two was, John Quincy Adams. I was much later than that. Although, I would have rather have died the way John died than the gelatinous mess that I made all over Dealey Plaza.
He just died of old age, right?
That's exactly what happened there.
Sorry about that.
I did not, however, get the opportunity to die of old age.
Well, you're in good company. Abe Lincoln went out that way.
That's right. We talk about it quite often.
Really?
Yes. I ask him what hurt more, living a while after or getting shot in the first place, because he stayed alive for a while.
Huh.
I got mine over with rather quickly when my brain was over in the grassy knoll.
Yeah, they made sure. Definitely
yeah, there was absolute certainty that I was not going to pull out of that. Thank God.
Here's your question, JFK. True or false? Bees sometimes sting other bees. Is that true or false?
By the way, if you lost the luster on your paint job there, try turtle wax. Sometimes things get on your car you can't get off. Turtle wax. Leave it to them. That is the...
Doesn't that just grind it in?
What I wouldn't have given for a harder shell.
How many endorsements did you get? Maybe it was a good thing you got shot. Look at all these.
I got quite a lot of cash out of this deal.
Right side.
Quite a memorable thing.
Silver lining, sir.
How could I not find the silver lining in having my head exploded and being the spokesman for turtle shells? Highly recommend that you wear a turtle shell on your head. You never know. Take it from me.
Beers
sting beers.
It's Friday. I'm ready for a beer.
I would say that the common honeybee would constantly be stabbing the other honeybees. Accidentally, because they're always in a pile.
So true.
But some in the head, and that's usually a bad thing, trust me.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree.
That's right, it is true.
I tell you one thing, humans occasionally sting other humans.
That's true. Jacob, you could take Clint Eastwood for the block on his birthday.
Do it.
Let's go for the block.
All right, top right.
Jacob, I think you might be one of my sons. Look it up on Wikipedia. I'm one of the few people on Wikipedia where it says children... unsure.
Man, your child support payments must have been a bitch.
Awful lot of kids. That's what I think. I have a lot of them.
No wonder you made so many movies.
Yeah. I made a big old batch of mung juice.
What? Don't say that.
Yeah,
what's
I was
wrong
in
with
a mung
you?
Community.
We're having a little issue right now. We don't need to be doing that.
Fired a batch of mung juice in a bowl and they guzzled it down. Next thing you know, I'm the dad to like 30 mungs.
Yeah, you're not like your character. You don't have to be.
That's what you think.
Okay. True or false?
By the way, Eric.
Yeah.
Makushla.
Oh, no.
Makushla. I say that to all Irish girls. And then I took your grandma to the back of my Gran Torino. Got some stains in it.
Nothing quite like the stains I got out of the back seat of a car once.
All right, true or false?
I'm glad you find my assassination so hilarious, Gigglebox.
It was kind of funny, though.
The actor that we could laugh now, enough times passed.
Nothing more timely than a dead guy and a 90-year-old is your impressions. Keeping up with it, kid.
The actor that played Scotty on Star Trek stormed the beach at Normandy. That's a great question for you.
During the war or just generally?
True or false?
I've done it, but I did it in the 80s when it was safe.
The actor that played Scotty.
Scotty?
On Star Trek. You watch Star
Trek. I know
what
it is. All right. Don't treat me like a child. Even though I'm in my second one.
Sorry, sir.
Scotty from Star Trek Storm Normandy?
I don't think he was dressed up in the outfit. Or
by anything. Himself? Why didn't he beam out? It seems ridiculous.
This question is upsetting since I was in World War II. I remember saying to a friend during the war, I'm going to lose my mind. Who knew?
It's a good one, too. Scotty wasn't an American. All other countries are pussies.
Okay.
So really? I say no, he didn't storm the beaches at Normandy.
He says false. You agree or disagree?
Hopefully my dad is right. I'm going to go false.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was true.
We have a win.
You
mean I put on all this makeup and nobody chose me?
Sorry about that, Jimmy.
I don't understand.
People have forgotten about your issues.
I don't know what's going on.
They moved on.
Can a man get in blackface, do an impression, and get some attention?
They moved on to JFK and Clint Eastwood's birthday.
We're still more relevant than you, Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy. You've killed a franchise.
Be thankful.
I'd be in black disguise, too, if I was you, so nobody knew I was Jimmy Fallon. Oh, my God, it's so great. I'm being berated by Clint Eastwood. It's so amazing. Oh, my God, you're amazing. God, he's annoying. Quit being so happy.
Let's go party, Clint.
Let's get out of here. It's my birthday. Let's go get some bitches pregnant.
You got your mask?
He just left.
No need.
He doesn't care.
You don't need a mask. At this point.
I don't use protection, clearly.
All right, let's get out of here. It's 10:05. Weekend is upon us. And it's a two-day weekend. Darn it. It's going to blaze right by.
Can't we change that?
Yeah, I know. We need to do that some more. Maybe some, well, again, I can't trust that SpaceX is going to be a fun thing tomorrow just because everything that's gone wrong this year seems like we shouldn't be pushing people into the outer reaches of the atmosphere, considering.
If you're going to riot again, could you do it down here by our work and then that way we're off
like
on Monday?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, there you go.
From the
balcony.
I hear the folks over at Canto Golf Course sure do hate races. All of them. Pick one. They hate you. You should probably stand out here in 52nd Street and make a muck of that on Monday about 4:30 in the morning.
Monday morning, 4:30 to 10.
Boy, that would be a rough go for us trying to get in here. Probably just stay home. Love those three-day weekends. Hey, guys, try not to burn our city down. Nothing happened here.
Right.
Keep it peaceful. I understand everybody's a little up in arms and stuff. It's a weird time.
He did a good job last night, don't you think?
Yeah. Broke a window or two.
Yeah. You know, that's going to happen. You're going to.
Although getting a laptop would be pretty sweet right now.
Ooh.
I don't really have. That's maybe why I'm kind of upset about the riots. I really don't need anything right now. They can't really glom on. But.
You'd stick out like a sore thumb with your bald head and your KUPD bandana on.
I'd bring my AR-15 and make it about two things.
Of course, that's what everybody does.
I'm not going to shoot anybody. I'm also gun rights. And also gun rights. I liked what Killer Mike said. He made a great point. He's like, look, as liberals, we've been siding on this thing the wrong way. We need to embrace, as a community, our Second Amendment rights. And he's telling all the black people out there, he's like, get a concealed carry permit. Go get a gun. He's like, stop acting like the people that we follow are out. The reason they want to ban guns is because of people like us. And he started to blame the people who are kind of anti-gun, and then it kind of puts everybody on the same page. Like the NRA and black people were like, yeah, together for the first time maybe ever. Killer Mike is a very bright man. He says things that make you uncomfortable, but he's smart. And it's hard to say, you know, and I'm quoting Killer Mike.
Killer
here.
Mike.
It's kind of tough. But he's a smart dude. It's 10:08. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.